In this first faculty meeting, it can be helpful to review the data-wise norms as they apply to Step 5. In particular, we find that the norm ground statements and evidence is critical to the success of Step 5, especially when observing and discussing instruction. To support faculty in making and discussing low inference observations, we find it helpful to use a framework called the Objectivity Specificity Matrix. The matrix has two axes. The horizontal axis evaluates the specificity of a statement, which can range from specific on the left to general on the right. The vertical axis evaluates the objectivity of a statement. Statements can range from descriptive on the bottom to judgmental on the top. We can think of this vertical axis as similar to the ladder of inference, where judgmental statements include interpretations of evidence. Remember that judgmental statements don't have to be negative. Saying, "That was a great lesson," is evaluating that lesson rather than simply describing what happened. With this framework, we can classify statements in four different ways. Statements can be general and judgmental, specific and judgmental, general and descriptive, and specific and descriptive. We want to strive to make observations that are specific and descriptive because they are most likely to be helpful in generating a problem of practice and safe and respectful to other teachers.